you expect to be following DeSean Jackson wherever he goes on the field on Sunday?
You know, I don't know as of this point. You know, we're still game planning and trying to figure out the best play. I mean, the best ways to, you know, to win a game. So I don't know that right now.
Is that something that you would like to do if given the option?
Yeah, that would be, you know, my most comfortable thing to do. Yeah, is follow the best receiver.
Now, when he talked about you yesterday, he talked about how good you were, but he also said he thinks he's faster than you are. What do you think?
I guess that's what fast people say, right? I mean, he's entitled to say that he's fast. So, I mean, personally, that doesn't mean nothing to me. So,
is he faster than you?
That doesn't mean nothing to me. So, it really don't matter.
You played against him before. What were your impressions, and what did you think was the key to? I think he only had two catches that game. What was the key to that?
Nothing. Just doing my job, going out there, and you know, following him everywhere he went, and just covering him, doing my job.
Are you going into this game expecting it to be Nick Foles as the starting quarterback or Michael Vick as the starting quarterback?
You know, I mean, as of right now, you know, we heard about, you know, Vic, you know, Michael going down and you know, but then now we're hearing other things. So, you know, we're getting prepared, you know, for whoever steps out on that field and who's starting, you know, who's starting off the game. I mean, we're preparing for both of them. So I think that's how we just got to approach it because, you know, we're getting, you know, different information on Michael Vick.
What are the different challenges for you guys, depending on which quarterback it is? Do you expect, if it's Foles, the offense to look much different than it has so far this year?
I don't really know because I never played against, Nick Foles. You know, I can only go off what I see on film and what they're trying to do when he's in the game. But you know, I think for us as a defense, I think Michael – I think he can hurt you, you know, in the pass game, but also in the running game as well. Especially with him with a 1-2 punch with Shady McCoy back there as well at the running back. So I think, our keys is, you know, we definitely have to stop the run. You know, Shady is one of the best in the league, if not the best. And you know, their running attack is very explosive.
Obviously he only played a half, but how similar did the offense look to you with between the half between Michael Vick and Nick Foles?
You know, from what I've seen on film, Nick is I think he's a very good quarterback. He comes in, he makes accurate throws, and you know, it seemed like they roll him out, you know certain plays to get his feet moving and get him out of the pocket, but to throw the ball. So I mean, he looks stellar. I mean, he's every time he's, you know, his number's been called, he stepped up to the challenge.
Well, with the type of injury you had, obviously there's a lot of rehab involved, and it's pretty lengthy. What was it like for you, and do you feel like you're all the way back?
It was a difficult time, going through the whole, ACL injury and the whole, you know, rehab and trying to get back. I'm happy I'm just back on the field and playing I don't feel like I'm at the level I want to be at, but that'll come in due time. I just got to keep on improving and getting better.
Hey, Darrell, why are the Bucks 0-4 right now?
Because we're 0-4. I don't know what to really tell you. We're 0-4. That's what it says, and that's basically what it is at this point. We got to move forward. We just come off a bye week, and I think, you know, the team is very upbeat right now, and we're just trying to look forward to getting our first win.
So what needs to be corrected then?
A lot of things, but there's nothing I need to get specific with you.